Get in sync. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Talhen Rabinowitch, postdoctoral fellow at the Institute of Learning and Brain Sciences at the University of Washington, explains why being in sync helps children be more cooperative.
Imagine a father and daughter building a sandcastle together, or two children lifting a toy that is too heavy for one of them alone. Such activities require individuals to cooperate. Cooperation is one of the most basic, indispensable, and unique capacities of humans. Based on previous research, we were interested in whether engaging children in a brief session of synchronous movement would affect how they subsequently cooperated with each other. Pairs of four-year-old children that had never met before came to our lab, where there was a special swing set that we had constructed. Some of the pairs were swung in sync with one another, and some were swung completely out of sync. Others were not swung at all. After this experience, we gave these children several tasks that required them to cooperate. We found that children who were swung in synchrony tended to cooperate better, faster, and smoother than children who were swung in asynchrony or not swung at all. In addition, children who experienced synchronized movement used intentional signals to enhance their cooperation. We think that the joint synchronous movement facilitates cooperation between the children by focusing their attention to the coordination in their movements. Such synchronous movement might have also induced feelings of affinity or likeness with the partner. You are like me, and I am like you, which could enhance their cooperation. The children were literally in swing with each other. We are now planning other studies to better understand how synchrony facilitates cooperation and social interaction between children. But for now, we can conclude that moving together in time, by drumming, playing, or swinging together, not only is a fun and engaging activity, but may also lead to a more positive and smooth interaction between children.
That was Talhen Rabinowitch of the University of Washington. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.